GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Exposed CCP espionage ring at Stanford unveils deep infiltration of U.S. academia. A recent investigation conducted by the Stanford Review found that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, operating through covert agents and coercive tactics, had infiltrated Stanford's academic community by targeting researchers and exploiting international students to gather sensitive information and suppress dissent.
斯坦福评论重磅调查，解中共间谍活动猖獗。斯坦福评论近期进行的一项调查发现，中国共产党通过秘密特工和胁迫手段渗透了斯坦福大学的学术圈，针对研究人员，并利用国际学生收集敏感信息，压制意见声音。
The investigation centers on a startling case involving a man known as Charles Chen, who posed as a Stanford student. Over time, he contacted numerous female students, particularly those conducting research related to China, to offer support, money, and even all-expense-paid trips to Beijing.
这项调查的核心是一宗令人震惊的案件，涉及一名化名为查尔斯·陈的男子。他伪装成斯坦福大学的学生，随着时间推移，他联系了多名女学生，尤其是那些从事与中国相关研究的学生，向他们提供支持、金钱，甚至是全额资助的北京之旅。
One such student, listed under pseudonym Anna, to protect her identity, became alarmed when Charles referenced private details about her life that she never shared with anyone on campus. When he asked her to delete their messages and switch communication to China's state-monitored app WeChat, the situation took a turn from bizarre to dangerous.
一位为保护身份而使用化名安娜的学生感到震惊，因为查尔斯提到了他在校园里从未与任何人分享过的私人信息。当查尔斯要求他删除他们的聊天记录，并将沟通转移到中共政府监控的应用程序微信上时，事情从离奇变得危险起来。
Authorities later determined that Charles Chen had no official ties to Stanford and was likely an agent of the Chinese Ministry of State Security, MSS.According to experts consulted during the investigation, Chen's behavior followed classic MSS tactics by posing as a civilian, targeting vulnerable individuals, and collecting non-traditional intelligence, including lab procedures, software frameworks, and academic methodologies.
安全部门的调查显示，查尔斯·陈和斯坦福大学没有关系，很可能是中共国家安全部的特工。参与调查的中国问题专家表示，查尔斯·陈的行为符合典型的中共国家安全部战术，伪装成平民，锁定易受影响的个体，并收集非传统情报，包括实验室操作流程、软件框架以及学术研究方法等。
Speaking under anonymity, a China expert told the Stanford Review that he believes the Chinese state incentivizes students to violate conflicts of commitment and interest, ensuring they bring back technology otherwise restricted by export controls.
一名要求匿名的专家告诉斯坦福评论，他相信中共政府鼓励学生违反承诺冲突和利益冲突的规定，确保他们带回受出口管制限制的技术。
This technique aligns with China's broader strategy under its Made in China 2025 initiative, which aims to leapfrog the U.S. in frontier technologies such as AI, artificial intelligence, and advanced robotics. With Stanford's prominence in these fields, the university has become a high-value target.
这种手段与中共的中国制造2025战略整体目标一致。该战略旨在人工智能和先进机器人等前沿技术领域实现对美国的跨越式超越， 由于斯坦福大学在这些领域的领先地位，该校已成为一个高价值目标。
A Stanford professor who encountered espionage firsthand recalled a conversation with a Chinese student who refused a meeting, saying cryptically, "You know why." After persistent questioning, the student admitted he had to meet with a CCP handler.
一位亲身经历过间谍活动的斯坦福大学教授回忆称，他曾与一位中国学生交谈，邀请他见面时，对方拒绝。并意味深长地说，你知道为什么？在多次追问下，这名学生最终承认他必须去见一位中共联络人。
But this phenomenon isn't limited to rogue actors. According to China's 2017 National Intelligence Law, it explicitly states, any organization or citizen shall support, assist, and cooperate with state intelligence work in accordance with the law.
但这种现象并不仅限于个别害群之马。根据中共2017年出台的国家情报法，该法律明确规定，任何组织和公民应当依法支持、协助、配合国家情报工作。
As a result, China's nationals abroad, especially those studying in sensitive areas, are often compelled to serve as intelligence assets. Some cooperate willingly, others are coerced.And many comply out of fear that their families in China could face repercussions.
因此，在海外的中国公民，尤其是在敏感领域学习的学生，往往被迫充当情报工具。一些人自愿配合，另一些则是在胁迫下行动。还有很多人是出于担心家人在中国遭到报复而被迫服从。
The Chinese Scholarship Council, CSC, which funds about 15% of Chinese students in U.S. institutions, plays a critical role, the study found. Experts told the Stanford Review that CSC recipients are required to file situation reports with Chinese consulates by outlining their academic research and campus activity. These scholarships come with loyalty pledges,And in some cases, relatives back home serve as guarantors that could face financial or political punishment if the student defies expectations.
调查发现，中共国家留学基金委员会资助了大约15%的中国留学生。这些人被认为是收集敏感信息的主力军。专家告诉斯坦福评论，获得中共国家留学基金为奖学金的学生。被要求向中共领事馆提交情况汇报，内容包括其学术研究和校园活动。这些奖学金附带效忠承诺。在某些情况下，学生在国内的亲属还需作为担保人。如果学生违背相关期望，这些亲属可能面临经济或政治上的惩罚。
Professor Larry Diamond of Stanford described an environment of surveillance and suppression.Students are warned that if they express support for the Dalai Lama or criticize the CCP, their families could get in trouble, said Diamond.
斯坦福大学的拉里·戴蒙德教授描述了一种监控与压制并存的环境。他说，学生们被警告，如果他们表达对达赖喇嘛的支持或批评中国共产党，他们的家人可能会惹上麻烦。
This fear-driven silence extends beyond students. The Stanford Review reported that although many professors and researchers have experienced espionage, few are willing to speak out publicly in fear of retaliation from the CCP.
这种由恐惧驱动的沉默不仅限于学生。斯坦福评论报道称，尽管许多教授和研究人员都曾经历过间谍活动，但由于担心遭到中共的报复，极少有人愿意公开发声。
Did you know that SFU is working to become a zero-waste school? But they need your help to get there, and they're giving away cool prizes to get it. Every month from now until December, there'll be a new monthly zero-waste challenge to complete.At the end of each month, a prize will be given away based on students' engagement. How can you get involved? Don't worry, it's easy. First, join the Zero Waste Challenge Facebook group to access easy tips and share your own ideas on how to cut down on waste. Then, just share your photos of your progress on social media using hashtag NoWasteSFU or tag @SFUSustain. By taking part, you not only get the chance to win cool prizes, you also get to help SFU move towards a truly zero-waste environment. To get more info, check them out online at twitter.com/SFUSustain and sfu.ca/sustainability.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Waste My Friend, and it's called Salt Water, which is from the album titled In Consternation, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.wastemyfriend.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Love Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们要推荐几位加拿大音乐人新晋发行的专辑里面的歌曲。首先要带给大家的是来自 Waste My Friend 这支乐队演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Salt Water。 Netflix is a song by Lucky Lucky, and it's called Moments of Time, which is from the album titled Midwestern, released in 2019.下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Zachary Lucky 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Moments of Time. And for more information, you can visit www.zacharylucky.com.
quickly, will it all fade to dust, slow or fast? Will I look down upon you from my place in this old photograph?
Chusaichi, and it was vocal by Cai Qin. And next is a song vocal by Ying Xia, and it's called Hua Yu San, which means umbrella. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《出塞曲》，接下来请大家欣赏来自银霞演唱的《花雨伞》。
小河畔就在那雨山下微风一阵一阵吹着小风铃叫我想起他的歌声多温柔我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下听他唱一首歌 到如今他的歌声已经不在风铃下 吹着小风铃，叫我想起他的歌声多温柔。我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下，听他唱一首歌。到如今他的歌声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当。
Here comes the last song of today's music segmentOf La Chen Show, and it's a song called Wo Liu Yu Huang Li Liao, and again it's vocal by Yin Xia. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish everyone a happy weekend.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自银霞演唱的《蜗牛与黄鹂鸟》。在这里呢，很感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末，我们下个星期再在空中相会。 Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
上